is Dustin. He's got a secret, and it's hidden inside this red bag. Does he have 72 porcelain dolls that look like his mother? Yeah! Was he restrained in a straitjacket inside a padded cell? Yeah! Or did he end up marrying the stripper from his bachelor party? Yeah! We'll open up this bag and a whole lot more coming up on Baggage! For a chance at romance. Right now, let's meet our dater. He's a chiropractor from Kansas City, Missouri. Say hello to Dustin. Hey, Dustin, how are you? Nice to meet you. So, what brings you here?
Jerry, I'm a chiropractor, so I'm really good with my hands.
Yeah.
And I've helped out a lot of my ex-girlfriends from everything from headaches to digestive issues.
Now, what kind of woman are you looking for?
I'm looking for a classy, exotic girl that's as beautiful on the inside as she is on the out.
Yeah.
And a girl that doesn't mind me go to the beach and get a little sand in her hair.
Okay, well, there you go. All right. Well, I gotta tell you, I just met the three women backstage. You're gonna be very happy. But, you know, they do have some baggage. And you know that. That's why you're here. Well, let's bring them out. She's a server from Bowie, Maryland. Say hello to Beth.
Hi, Dustin. I love anything cultural and outdoorsy, and I love to snuggle, and I'm hoping that you will be my perfect fit.
All right. Huh? Very nice. Up next, she's a marketing manager from Detroit. Show some love for Mimi.
My man, after a long day, I'm a fabulous cook. I definitely know the way to a man's heart.
Oh, nice.
And finally, she's a saleswoman from Beersheba, Israel. Give it up for Ellie.
Hi, Dustin. I served for 3 years in the Israeli Defense Forces, so I'm a tough lady, and I'm looking for a guy who can treat me like a lady.
Okay, now as you can see, each woman here wheeled in three bags hiding their awkward personal issues. Of course, the bigger the bags, the bigger the secrets. This way, Dustin can quickly find the one who's right for romance. Ladies, it is time to show us your smallest piece of baggage. Let's start with Beth. Constant compliments from men. She must be Jewish.
Well, although compliments are great,
yes,
I think they should always come from the heart. And it kind of sounds like you may have some insecurity issues as well.
Oh.
I just like to know that the person that I'm with wants to be with me as well, so I just need a little bit of assurance every now and then. And to be completely honest, flattery will get you everywhere with me.
Mimi, I'm so anally clean that I put coasters under coasters.
That's great that you're clean, but after a long day at work, you know, sometimes I enjoy a glass of wine. One coaster is bad enough, but two coasters? I just want to relax.
I'm a neat freak, so everything in my house I feel like has a place, so I may be a little OCD, but you know, my house will always be clean for you.
There you go. There you go. That's the good news. Okay. Ellie. I dance like a wounded kangaroo. So she likes hip hop.
Well, my concern there is if I brought you to a family wedding, you might be embarrassing the both of us if you're dancing like a wounded kangaroo.
I just like to have fun, so sometimes I just jump around, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Maybe you can help me with my moves.
Can we play some music? I'd love to see you dance.
Yeah. That's not bad. Yeah, we could maybe do some fine tuning. Maybe a few adjustments might help that out.
Coming up, the ladies cop to their bigger baggage and Dustin kisses one of them goodbye. Find out whose bag gets bounced when we come back. Welcome back to Baggage, where spilling your secrets could be the fast way to find love. Now, earlier we saw the lady's smallest baggage. We've got Beth, who needs constant compliments from men. Whoa. Mimi, who's so anally clean that she puts coasters under coasters. Whoa. And Ellie, who dances like a wounded kangaroo. Whoa. Now, Dustin, someone has to go, so it's time for the deal-breaking round, where we unlock even bigger baggage. Now, all the bags are placed here randomly, and when Dustin picks the one he can't commit to, well, the woman who claims that particular bag will, of course, be heading home. It is time to expose more baggage. Bag number one. Friends. Bag number two. I maxed out my mom's credit card and reported it stolen. Well, it was stolen. She stole it from her mom. Bag number three. I like that my ex is trying to win me back. Sounds like he lost her in a poker game, you know? Okay, so now what I'm gonna do, Dustin, I wanna hear your concerns about each of these three pieces of baggage. I like that my ex is trying to win me back.
Well, my concern with that is that an ex is an ex for a reason, and you have to move past that.
There you go. I maxed out my mom's credit card and reported it stolen.
Well, that is definitely financially irresponsible. But my major concern with that is that you reported it stolen. So that's like lying to your mom.
Yeah. I only have male friends.
Well, that's typically not a good sign if you only have male friends, because it may be friends with benefits.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, that's fair, but here's the deal. Which bag stands out for you because the woman who claims that particular bag is going home? So, Dustin, which one is your deal breaker?
My deal breaker is... I like that my ex is trying to win me back.
Oh. Ladies, it is time to claim your baggage. You want to explain that?
Yes. He broke my heart, and as much as I am over it and moved on, selfishly, it's a little nice to know that he's kind of hurting the way that I'm hurting.
Oh. All right. Well, I understand that, but Beth, it is time to pack up and go.
Well, Dustin, I do wish you the best of luck, and I wish that you had given me a little more of a chance.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Nice lady. But two remain. We've got Mimi, who maxed out her mom's credit card and then reported it stolen. And Ellie, who only has male friends. So ladies, please join us over on the hot seat.
Here's my big bag. I don't believe in love or monogamy. I've never been in a relationship where we mutually love each other, so I find it hard to believe that it's out there.
Now, Dustin, we heard your concerns about their baggage. Let's hear what the ladies have to say now. Now, Mimi maxed out her mom's credit card and reported it stolen. Ellie, what do you think of that?
Come on, taking your mom credit card, don't you have your own, and maxing them out?
I was really young. I just moved out here. There were all these parties, and I had no clothes. So it was a few months later when I found out the car was maxed out. She asked me about them. I forgot. I just told her it was stolen. But I would never, ever do that to you. Ever. Ever.
Okay, now, Ellie only has male friends. Mimi, what's your thought about that?
Obviously, there's something wrong with you and females.
Sorry.
How would he have fun?
There's something wrong with females because there's too much drama. Don't worry, my male friends would all approve of you.
Okay, ladies, it's time to think on your feet, so I'm going to ask each of you a series of questions so Dustin can find the woman who's right for him. Let us start with Mimi. Mimi, if you'll just step into the hot spot, please. And give me the first answer that comes to mind. Dustin is a chiropractor. What part of your personality needs the biggest adjustment?
I think living here in L.A., I might be attracted to money, like a gold digger.
What part of your anatomy gets the most compliments?
My lips.
Name something you've done that you wish you could do over.
I got my ex fired from his last job.
What would you do to make Dustin feel better after a long day at work?
I strip you down and give you a nice massage.
And finally, Dustin loves to hit the clubs. Show him that you can keep up with him on the dance floor. Very nice. All right, Dustin, what are your thoughts about her answers?
Well, I definitely did not like the part about getting your ex fired. But I did like the part about the massage. That's nice.
All right. Ellie, please step into the hot spot. Give me the very first answer that comes to mind, okay?
Okay.
What's the most exhilarating thing you've ever done?
Swim with sharks.
Name something about you that usually intimidates men.
I used to carry a machine gun.
What would you do with Dustin on a dream date?
I'm a certified diver, so I'll take you scuba diving. We'll go under.
And finally, look Dustin in the eyes and seduce him with just three words.
I smell delicious.
Very good. What is your response to her answers?
Well, that's interesting that you've carried an M16. It sounds a little dangerous, but I kind of like it. And I love to scuba dive, so...
All right, now, Dustin, I don't want you to pick your favorite just yet because you don't know what's in Mimi and Ellie's biggest baggage, and that could really blow the roof off. And don't forget, Dustin's hiding a big secret in his red bag. Does he have 72 porcelain dolls that look like his mother? Was he restrained in a straitjacket inside a padded cell? Or did he end up marrying the stripper from his bachelor party? Well, one of these is the truth. Find out which one when we come back. Dustin, a chiropractor who wants to adjust his love life. Now, only two women remain, and they're about to unveil their biggest secrets to Dustin, who then, of course, has to make his final decision. Will he choose Mimi, the neat freak who couldn't come clean about her spending sprees, or Ellie, who can't bond with women or cut loose on the dance floor? Ladies, it is time to reveal your biggest piece of baggage. Mimi. I have six sugar daddies. Well, at least you won't have to spend a lot of money.
It's a little too promiscuous for me, I think. I mean, where am I going to fit in with that equation? Am I going to be the seventh sugar daddy?
I'm sure there's an explanation.
Well, they're much better than boyfriends. I can call them when I want. We'll go out. You know, that's it. I mean, it's like friends with benefits with more benefits. Whoa! But if I had you, Dustin, you'd be all the man that I needed.
Oh. Ellie, please reveal your baggage. When I look in the mirror, I see a 300-pound woman.
I think a girl needs to be comfortable in their own shoes.
Yeah.
And if she had a weight issue before, you know, and you're still seeing that, you know, I think it's time to look past that and move on. Yeah, okay.
I lost 70 pounds, and when I still look at myself, I still look and seem like I'm kind of heavy. Yeah, like, I'm not comfortable in a bathing suit or naked around guys. But it looks like I can be comfortable with you.
There you go.
All right, Mimi, tell Dustin why he should choose you and not Ellie.
Well, if you're looking for a secure woman who wants to have a good time and cook for you and enjoy all the things that you love, that'd be great. I mean, from looking at her baggage, it's obvious that she's insecure about herself, which might make her insecure about the relationship, which is why she hangs around a bunch of guys.
All right, Ellie, you tell Dustin why he should choose you and not Mimi.
Well, if you're looking for a woman that's going to take your money... Okay. I'm fun. You like to scuba dive. I like to scuba dive. Obviously, I did lose the weight, so now I just have to lose the fat mentality and we'll be fine.
Very nice. All right, well, it is time to decide. Will it be Mimi, who is so anally clean that she puts coasters under coasters? Maxed out on her mom's credit card and reported it stolen? And has six, count them, six sugar daddies? Or will it be Ellie, who dances like a wounded kangaroo, only has male friends, and when she looks in the mirror, she sees a 300-pound woman? Well, Dustin, it is time to send one of these ladies packing.
I'm sorry. Mimi, you have too much baggage.
I'm sorry, Mimi, but it is time to pack up and go.
It's okay. You can afford me anyways.
Whoa! Way to go, Ellie and Dustin! But don't get too happy yet. You see, we don't know if Ellie will want Dustin after seeing what's in his baggage. Find out when we come back. Dustin has just chosen the lovely Ellie here for a romantic getaway, but of course the tables have turned, and now it is her decision. What's the secret in Dustin's big red bag? Does he have 72 porcelain dolls that look like his mother? Was he restrained in a straitjacket inside a padded cell? Or did he end up marrying the stripper from his bachelor party? Okay, Ellie, of those three possibilities, what would be the toughest piece of baggage for you to have to accept?
The stripper.
If he married the stripper?
Yeah. I mean, if it's your bachelor party, it means you're about to get married. So, you dump your wife-to-be for a stripper?
I'm getting steamed just thinking about it.
Would I be able to trust you?
All right, but we don't know that that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. So put away that submachine gun you carry. All right. Oh, Dustin, please reveal your baggage. Oh! I was restrained in a straitjacket inside a padded cell. Oh. Well, at least you know he's straight. No. What are your concerns here, Ellie?
You might be like a cuckoo, yeah?
Yeah. Dustin, explain yourself.
Well, I was in college drinking with some friends. One of them was getting arrested, and I mouthed off a little bit too much, and they ended up taking me in with them. He kept encouraging me, and they ended up putting me in a straitjacket, and, but I wasn't charged with anything, and I've moved past that.
Okay. So now it's back in your court, and I have to say to you, Ellie, can you accept his baggage?
Dustin, I can't accept your baggage.
Whoa! Congratulations! Ellie and Dustin will enjoy a luxurious wine tasting adventure through the vineyards at Santa Barbara. We'll see you next time.
Oh. I'm glad you accepted my bag.
No more straitjackets?
No more straitjackets.